Welcome everybody. Shir number 1182. Getting back to our hilchos brachos. Okay, we are middle of the halachas of Shinoi Makom, and in the writing it's shir number 334. Now, I just want to talk a minute about an office building. Many people work in an office building, right? So, interesting how they bring it down. This firm bring it down. Now, one is working in an office building, and they're changing locations. Now, we're dealing with case in time, shahakol, ha'adama, ha'eitz, right? When somebody washes a mazono, so then there's no issue with all that. In general, you always have to go back to the place where you started. But as far as shinoi makom, it would not be a problem. Shahakol, ha'adama, ha'eitz, there is a problem. But when you're working in an office building, it's all one building. So as long as it's in the same building, so with the eved, one would not have to remake the bracha. So, assuming the fact that, let's say, one leaves their office, right, and they go to a different office. People go from office to office. It's all, let's say it's one company, right, and it's all over the floor or whatever. So there's one office here, one office there. So now if they go from one office to a different office, as long as it's in the same building, even if it's right next door, or even down the hall, or whatever the case will be, so that will be no problems of it will be as though you're going like from room to room. Always we say room to room. The halacha is lechatchila, you should always have it in mind in case one didn't, so they would not have to remake the brach. Now, if one leaves the office to go to a different office in a different building, right? Let's say there's a couple of buildings over here. So I leave my office and have to go to a different office. It's right next door, even if it's right next door, but it's a different building. Right? I'm just hop, skipping, a jump, as they say, right out of my building into the other building. But once you do that, one would have to remake the bracha. Because you have a real shinoi makom over here. It's a totally different building, different offices, different everything. So now the different domain, different rishus. And this would even apply, one would have to remake the bracha in case of shahakol adamo ha'eitz, even if one is still holding on to the item. As we've mentioned quite a number of times, even though one holds on to the item, if it's a real question of shinoi makom, holding on to the item would not make a difference. Holding it in one's mouth, let's say like a candy, mint, or something like that, is okay. But when it's a question of holding on to it in one's hands, that would not make a difference most of the time. We said this certain times, we're not going to get into it if somebody's continuously eating without stopping at all, but which is very hard to do. We've spoken about that in the past, but in general, you're holding on to it, and the fact that you hold it is not would not make it or break it either way. Okay, so now in the above case, even let's say somebody has a mind, I have my coffee, right? People have the coffee. They run around the whole morning with the coffee. So I have the coffee, I leave my office, and then I go to the other building right next door holding on to my coffee. So would it make a difference, right? You would still need a new bracha. In the case above, having a mind, let's say I had it in mind. So I made the shahakal on the coffee and I had a mind to go to my friend's office, which is next door in the other building. Would not make a difference. So whether you held on to it, whether you had it in mind, it would not make a difference. Okay, so that's as far as that. The same case, flipping it around, you're right, there's a few offices in your own building, and you have that cup of coffee, and you leave your office, you go down the hall to the other office, so then that will be okay. Technically, l'chatchila should have it in mind, but in case one did not, no new bracha would be made. So that's as far as that goes. Now, even though that one is holding... Right, so holding on, we spoke about. This is even true if both of the buildings are in the same courtyard, right? We spoke about if they're all in the same complex, same courtyard, even surrounded, whatever the case might be. This is true even if both buildings are in the same courtyard that's surrounded by a fence. It would not make a difference in this case. Nevertheless, since they are not owned by the same person, it's different offices, different building, and so on. Right, it's a totally different rishus, totally different domain, different building, different offices, different people, and so on, different owners. So each office will be considered a new rishus. So therefore, the halachas of shinoi makom would apply. Now, it does get questionable. We've spoken about in the past, if you go from one floor to another, for example, and it's a different company on the other floor, so that is also running into a problem. One should not do that. You have to be careful with doing that also. We did talk about there are places who would say in the same building, possibly it would not be a problem, but many places who would say it would be a problem because it's a totally separate, I go upstairs to the next floor. It's a totally different, if you want to really reshus, totally different owner, totally different thing. So that's running into a problem. But if it's all one company, for example, let's say my company owns three floors. I go this office, that office. It's all one company. It's all us. We all work together, whatever the case is, right? Three floors up and down, whatever. If I just go from my office to my coworker's office, whatever. So then even though it might be on a different floor, so that would not make a difference. But when you're dealing with a totally different company, even in a different floor, one should be careful not to do that. But the Eved, if they did do, it's the L'chayru one, but the Eved one would not remake the bracha because, again, we do have those who want to say the same building, possibly not to remake the bracha. But if it's in a different building, then for sure one should remake the bracha. Thank you for listening. As lachem bracha kol tov.